Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, Where the Stars Fell is offering director's commentary to all Fable and Folly Plus supporters. Still entirely ad-free. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
Excuse me.
Just a minute.
Could we...
I will be with you in 1 second.
Excuse me. While I respect your need to do whatever work it is you're completing on that odd machine of yours, I hope you understand we're both busy individuals with schedules to keep of our own and...
Okay, done. Miss Raybar, are you aware of the difference between patents, trademarks, and trade dress?
I have a feeling you're going to give a thorough explanation regardless of my reply.
Well, if you insist, a patent is a government-issued property right granted to an inventor to exclude others from making, selling, or using their invention for a set period of time. A trademark is a word, slogan, phrase, symbol, or design that helps to identify and distinguish a company as the source of a particular product and or service. Trade dress is the visual appearance, characteristics, and overall look and feel of a product or its packaging and design, which signifies the source of the product to its consumers. Do you know how all three of these things are the same?
Not at present.
None of these things were filed for by your party to the U.S. Copyright Office, nor any associated burn-protected nations. My party filed a trademark several months before you made contact, and thus, I really think we have a pretty clear-cut outcome.
Pardon me, but I fail to see how the outcome could be so clear-cut already. I thought I was reaching out to your party so we could reach an agreement of sorts regarding our similar names. But all I've heard so far are the sounds of clacking on your little box, and several arguments that don't seem terribly relevant to our place under Falstonian law.
Well, unless you want to consider yourself a derivative work and claim a fair use defense, but that still is affirmative, so...
Excuse me? My troupe is far from derivative. We've been performing works from the classical canon of our empire for more than 100 years, and Starfall as a label has long suited the nature of our journey.
Look, we have proof of ownership. And proof of copying is in the name.
Or simply proof of similar ideas, as much as that may be causing us headaches now.
Ugh. You know, you really don't need a forensics team to get to the bottom of this. If you guys were the inventors of naming your show after the concept of a meteorite, you would have invented naming your show after the concept of a meteorite. For safety's sake, I'm gonna go ahead and claim fair use on that reference.
What?
Let's move on to proof of access. Do you believe in God?
That hardly seems relevant. God-based systems of worship haven't been popular in our land for roughly 300 years. I mean, there's certainly the Lord to consider, but personally I don't put much stock in him or his church.
Neither do I, but I'm dating one of his security guards, so I make an effort.
Kudos to you, I suppose.
Thank you. Now, if we don't have proof of access, there's certainly an abundance of proof of similarity, at least nominatively.
Yes, I suppose if you are so set on framing your arguments in this manner, we could discuss the similarities and perhaps get to the root of what's causing so much confusion between our shared audiences.
Well, I don't know about that last part.
Then you'll have to take my word for it. Trust me, I've seen it out there. Starfall, where the stars fell. It's an easy mistake to make, thinking we're the same product at a glance.
Not really. One of us is built on years of reckoning with an interfaith identity and living with disabilities, and the other comes from the same institution that gave us Dear Evan Hansen.
I don't know who this Evan Hansen is, but I assure you he's not dear to us. You seem intent on downplaying our own cultural significance here.
This is America, Miss Raybar. It's kind of what we do.
Well, I'm from Falston, and I've seen enough destruction and sidelining of the arts and of communities surrounding them to last a lifetime. We are a show and a troupe dedicated to upholding theatrical traditions, yes. But we are also dedicated to upholding our own members, to aiding people cast out by societal standards of what is pious and profitable. We are here to create something. And it seems so are you. Which is why I reached out to you in the hopes of finding an arrangement that would serve both our needs.
Creativity, huh? Do you know what the Copyright Act of 1998 did?
Yes, we covered that topic extensively at my university.
It increased the terms of all existing copyright by 20 years and changed the new terms of protection to the life of the author plus 70 years. Do you know who lobbied for those terms?
I'm familiar with many lobbies, but tragically few from your world.
Disney. They wanted to ensure they could maintain the rights to their properties for longer, and every time one of them is about to go into the public domain, mysteriously we get a new set of rights extensions. Funny how that works.
And what, you're now intending to stand on the back of this Disney giant to make your argument?
On the contrary. I think it's a cautionary tale that might just provide a totally perfect solution to our problem.
Oh no, don't let me get in your way. Isn't there another legal precedent in that very impressive book of yours you'd like to trot out?
Nah, that's based.
Based on what?
That's not... whatever. The point is, there is a legal way out of this that allows us to both continue creating, which, personally, I think is the best option here. Copyright law is freaking draconian these days. I'm here to be right, not part of the problem.
I'm sure by your American legal public high school standards, your arguments today have been very impressive. Now, what was the solution you had in mind?
Trademark law.
Ah yes, that lovely little reason you decided to turn what could have been a pleasant conversation into a court case.
First of all, every conversation with me is pleasant. Watch your tone. Second, the entire point of a trademark is to identify a product's source. That's why companies are so protective of them. McDonald's doesn't want you eating a really good burger and thinking it's from Wendy's.
I wouldn't know a McDonald's burger from one of Wendy's either way.
Me neither. Neither of them make it the Biha. There are two caveats, though. My favorite kind of legal whataboutism.
All right, then. What about these whataboutisms is so appealing to you? And how are they meant to bring us any closer to the end of this affair?
The owner of a trademark only holds the rights to how said trademark is used with their product, and it only applies to the geographic area where they do business. We may have somewhat similar products, but we reside in very, very different geographic areas.
Yes, as we've established from your many instances of informing me of your country's draconian laws regarding who can call their show what or whatever.
For a theater professional, you sure do have a vehement disdain for the fourth wall. Oh my god, is this your Fleabag era?
Right, I thought we were moving towards civility. There's no need to be insulting, calling me a Fleabag.
No, it's literally like the best show ever. I made my boyfriend watch season 2 and he had to go on bus bar afterwards.
You're losing me again. Never thought I'd say this, but perhaps we could get back to the draconian laws now.
Do you guys have dragons?
Not in the Empire so often, but I've heard there are still some populations in the Feywilds. We actually have quite an impressive portrayal of historical interactions with humans and dragons in Mariette the Fourth. You see, there's a puppet.
Okay, never mind. Sorry I asked. What I was getting at is that because our shows take place in entirely different universes, we could hold identical trademarks while avoiding being in legal conflict. I can even help you with the paperwork if you want.
I'm certainly not going to say no, but perhaps ask to clarify, would a trademark filed for a Falstenian company in your America even be valid? And regardless of that, I believe we still have to address the basic question of how do we establish to both our potential audiences that we are two separate shows, both worthy of their time and attention?
Well, we are going through all this effort for a 10-minute April Fool's special in what's basically the metaverse. I told you, this is just like the social network.
I worry for the youths of your world if this is what you consider social.
It's Andrew Garfield playing out the most incomprehensible movie press tour ARG imaginable. What more could you want?
And out to the storyline, for one thing, which I may just have. While you came prepared with your legal texts, I thought ahead on one or two ideas that could really bring us together.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Mine's bigger.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Broadcasting, this is Roger Brigado Fisher, communications, something, Moonbase, wherever.
You guys can sort out the next thing. I need to get the rover checked and loaded. Jung?
On it, boss.
Excuse me?
If communication still makes a difference at this point in the plot, if we can keep this base or this moon together long enough to be a thing.
I changed my direction. I worked my way down. I took those scraps, the bits they'd forgotten about or thrown away, and I built my own place. Still inside, but within the shadows.
All my thoughts, my hopes, all of my heart is on a makeshift rocket hurtling towards us with the most precious of cargo.
We'll definitely deserve a celebration.
Not like yours. You and your boy down there? I hope he's got a private room waiting.
It'll be enough to be close again. Ah, meu amado.
When I have Alex back in my arms, maybe then I can think about resistance.
We've kept the corporations at arm's length longer than most. Well, whatever you're building, here or wherever, I'm in.
Any way we can help.
It feels like we're approaching the closing stage of this journey. The final stop. But either way, it's been one hell of a story. And either way, it ends with Alex.
Moonbase Theta out. The final season. Broadcasting on your podcast feeds starting August 14th. For early access, join us at patreon.com/monkeymanproductions.
Moonbase Theta out.